It's the Youth Unplugged right here on Radio Caribbean International. Of course, brought to you the kind compliments of our sponsor, Bank of St. Lucia. Good afternoon to all my folks over at Bank of St. Lucia. I know they're always locked on. Good day to you guys. Always a pleasure for you guys to sponsor our amazing shows right here on Radio Caribbean International. My guest is Jay Lucia. Jay Lucia, big up yourself. What's good? What's cracking, lacking? St. Lucia wouldn't know you as much, but tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Yeah, well, I go by the name of Jay Lucia, representing St. Lucia, all the way from the UK. Mm-hmm. Tried my best to fly the flag for the nation. But yeah, I'm a dancehall artist. I also make spoken word. Mm-hmm. I do rap, and I also represented myself and St. Lucia in a show called The Rap Game UK that aired this summer on BBC One, one of the biggest shows in the country at the
BBC
moment.
BBC Three. So.
Well, BBC Free, but it goes on live on TV.
Yeah.
You got it correct in there. Yeah. Nah, that's good.
Yeah, because one of my absolute dream job is to work for One Extra.
That's your dream job?
My absolute dream
job. Oh, well, guys, we
have to talk about that off air. But tell us a little bit or more about yourself, because, of course, you're a St. Lucian by birth, mm-hmm. and you're now based in Essex. How did the whole move to the UK happen? Tell us a little more about it.
My mom lived in England from when I was younger, mm-hmm. and it was always a plan that once she established herself over there, she would send for me to come up and see if I can make anything of myself mm-hmm. in England. And I think about 10 years ago, in fact, 11 years ago, I was supposed to fly up, but then something was wrong with the paperwork. So I had to go back to school and tell all my friends I'm not going again.
Oh, my goodness. That must have been embarrassing.
Boy, problems. But it's okay, because the very next year, I flew up. It was quite sick.
Let's talk about your St. Lucian background. Where are you originally from in St. Lucia?
I'm from Castries. I'm from VG. Born and raised in Castries. Mm-hmm. I'm a Compton, so I'm part of the Compton family. What else can I say? I went to Anglican.
Yeah, big up Anglican, massive.
Anglican. I went to Carmen Rennie for lessons. Mm-hmm. I went to Hess for a couple of years.
Okay.
So that was kind of my life growing up in St. Lucia. All I can remember is school and having endless fun and doing endless magic.
I can imagine. So what was the transition like when you moved to the UK and, you know, coming from St. Lucia, laid back and then moving into a big city where everything is fast-paced, because, you know, England is, everything's just move. Nobody stops. You just move. Everybody feels serious. The weather is grimy. What was that when you moved over? What was it like?
I remember just finding it weird, like the accents, like the different accents in different parts of London in itself.
Right.
And then on top of that, you have different accents all over England.
So right.
When I spoke in my Lucian accent, everybody kept asking me, like, oh, like, what does that mean? What does that mean? Where are you from? And then they would want to know if St. Lucia is in Jamaica or as if Jamaica is in Africa.
I hate that.
That's the problem. So, I just had to learn the accent. I think I learned it within about 2 or 3 weeks.
And let me tell you, he talks proper British.
I've been in England for the past 10 years. My adult life is in England. English accent, I can switch it on in the same conversation. A lot of people don't realize that.
I can speak
in both accents. People from England, I've been in England for the past 10 years. I can speak in both accents. People from England think I put on a fake St. Lucian accent, and people from St. Lucia think I put on a fake British accent. But they're both very.
I like the transition. Let's talk about when you moved to England. What career path did you think that you'd have taken?
I wrote poetry from the age of 9, so I thought I'd be a poet writing books and writing short stories and stuff. Almost similar to the way Derek Walcott works. Mm-hmm. That was my inspiration. But then music has always been in my blood from since I was two. I was playing drums when I was about 2. I was playing my turbo when I was young. So, and I was playing piano. My grandmother was a music teacher. She taught people how to play piano. Her brother played with Bob Marley. So all of these people were big. Like, I was a big fan of my uncle growing up. He was like my hero musically.
Right.
It kind of made sense that I would transition from poetry to like a form of rap, like spoken word.
Right.
Because I found out that rap actually means rhythm and poetry. So I was like,
every day you learn something. I never knew that. I never knew that. So rap means rhythm and poetry.
Rhythm and poetry.
Wow. So it's just automatically that you would just transition into that whole vibe.
Exactly. But what I realized when I was in England was I realized I wasn't as good as half of them guys.
Mm-hmm.
Them guys bad. They have something called grime. You hear the grime?
I'm a big fan of grime. I'm British, so
obviously. I realized that grime is a genre where I can't touch them fellas at all.
Yo, and they go fast.
Fast. Like them grime fellas, I can't rap better than any one of them fellas. Yo, them fellas bad. So I thought to myself, let me try and slow it down and see what could happen. And then Afro swing started to come about.
Right.
I think about a few years ago with Kojo Funds and Sneakbo, somebody called Sneakbo, in England, started doing that, like an Afro swing kind of vibe, and then that felt more natural to me because I like African music,
right.
But I'm born and raised in Lucian, the flavor already in my bones and in my blood,
right.
It's only right that transition took place, and it's only as of recent, like the past year and a half, I've really been digging into that a bit more, trying to incorporate Creole into my music, trying to make it Caribbean, but at the same time have a St. Lucian culture in there, because you don't really have many artists repping St. Lucia or even putting Creole in their songs on that kind of level.
Right.
You check it?
And I must say, your song, Helen of the West, oh my goodness.
Thank you.
That song is, I'm going to probably try and see if I can download it before we end this conversation. And the funny thing about that video is, I swear that was shot in Rodney Bay, not only just to realize that was shot in the South End.
That was shot in South End.
I was like, yo, how is that even possible? Because like the whoever captured that whole Caribbean
Frost.
Feel.
Big up Frost.
Yeah, he did a real good job of catching the Caribbean feel. Now that you've gone into the music industry per se, do you think that that's something that you will stick to, or would you move back to your first love of doing poetry, spoken word? You're gonna balance the two.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that's always been my thing. Some people want to hear spoken word only from you, and then some people want to hear music only. And then the managers don't know how to market the spoken word.
You're gonna balance the two.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that's always been my thing. Some people want to hear spoken word only from you, and then some people want to hear music only. And then the managers don't know how to market the spoken word, so they think, okay, cool, leave the spoken word for a while. But me personally, I know that my spoken word is very deep. And it's also very good, not in a cocky way, but I believe that like when I write spoken word, it's a whole different thing, And most of the rappers, they can rap a 64, they can rap a whole song, they can do their street stuff, their drill stuff. But if I was to do a spoken word rap in comparison to theirs, problems will start.
Now that's very amazing. Because being on the rap show, what's it called again?
The Rap Game UK.
It has exposed your music, introduced you to a wider audience.
Yeah.
Especially because of that beef you had with Lady Ice.
I have
to talk about it. It exposed people, and like even people like Mo the comedian, all these people,
have been
exposed.
You did your research thoroughly.
Yeah, bossy.
One extra need to sign you up, dog. You did your research.
So I mean, doing all those things, it has exposed you as an artist to a very huge audience.
Yeah.
How is that for you? Like, do you walk the street, take this the tube, and people watch you like, oh, you that dude?
Every day. Like I'm even VG Beach. A tourist stopped me by VG Beach.
Serious?
Somebody stopped me in Rodney Bay. People stopped me on the plane, in the airport. If I go to the supermarket, people stopped me in England, walking on the train station. Because I, as soon as the show came out, I was like, okay, yeah, I'm going everywhere by public transport now. I'm not driving, no. I want to see if people recognize me.
Right.
And then, like, literally, within 2 days, it was problems.
Let's talk about how that show happened. I mean, who introduced you to it?
A few of my friends from here who live in England, they kept sending me like the audition link, and they were like, oh, we need you to like audition for it or however, like apply, just apply, we need you on the show. And I kept saying to them like, I don't think that show is for me, like there's no way I can win that show. So I already knew that's not a show I can win, because I'm not going to go there and rap.
Mm-hmm.
It's called a Rap Game UK, but I wouldn't go there and actually rap, because that's not really me. I can rap, but
that's not your style.
Yeah, maybe not as good as, let's say, for example, Kiko, Ransom, Force,
right.
Ice. I'm not as good as them in terms of rap.
Ransom is bad.
But Ransom bad.
That,
I go like,
that
but
Scottish accent. Yeah. Yo, that
them
is
fellas,
weird.
I have respect for all of them as musicians. I think all of them bad. But in terms of my lane, I knew my lane, and I wanted to go there representing St. Lucia to the point where now if you ask anybody in the music industry about St. Lucia, they'll mention Jay Lucia. If you ask them about Jay Lucia, they will tell you he's the artist from St. Lucia that was on. So now I have a platform when I started in St. Lucia to the point where now if you ask anybody in the music industry about St. Lucia, they'll mention Jay Lucia. If you ask them about Jay Lucia, they will tell you he's the artist from St. Lucia that was on. So now I have a platform. When I start pushing my music, they understand the lane I'm in. My audience is very much specific. I already have that target audience in mind. Everything is kind of strategic. So, yeah.
All right. Now, before you you branded yourself as Jay Lucia, you had a previous name. Explain to people why the transition.
See this guy. You see you. That's a you. People doesn't even know that. Doesn't even know that. But we go tell them anyway. Yeah, I was JMC758. Mm-hmm. Now, the reason why I had to change my name was a couple of reasons. A few of my friends call me Lucia. Anyway,
right.
It sounded nicer. It sounded like St. Lucia, Jay Lucia, St. Lucia, Irie. But then also there's an artist in England called JMC.
Right, right.
And people also thought that the 758 was a gang sign or something.
Right, right.
So I had to try and let people know, well, it's not, like, it just represents St. Lucia. In comparison to, like, in England, there's 0121, 0161, stuff like that. So when I changed, it was like, it sounded and it felt more me, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and, like, I don't take away any artist back home. I don't take nobody shine. I feel like there's artists here that are even better than myself. I want to make sure that there's a gap. And not the gap between, like, St. Lucian music and the talents we have here.
Right.
And in the rest of the world, I try and shorten that gap so that there's a bridge directly between the English industry and St. Lucia culture as well.
Mm-hmm.
And in turn, that can help St. Lucia's infrastructure massively. I mean, we can have more tourism because of the artists down here if the world knows the music we have down here.
True. It's quite possible. And especially now with this Denry segment, I mean, can you imagine an infusion of Denry segment and grime? Let me tell you, I think that, like they said, that would be gas, bro.
Oh. I think drill and Denry segment will go hand in hand.
And every time I think about that, I mean, I've been having conversations with Mac 11 from, like, years ago. I was like, Mac, I have this song called Babe that I told Mac, yo, you need to spit on that. Like, it's real grimy. Mm. But anyway, that's a whole other conversation there. But we're talking about the link between creating that bridge between St. Lucia and the UK. Now, for you, since you've been on the show, what was the response like from the labels? How many artists have reached out to you, like even artists in the industry in the UK? How's that link been establishing?
Well, like for me, it was kind of difficult because of the way I was portrayed on the show. Like the first couple of episodes was quite bad for me. Right. I wouldn't lie. And also what kind of hindered me was the fact that my main audience and the people that I was reaching out to... couldn't even watch the show. So, like, the show couldn't play in St. Lucia.
Right.
So, there wasn't...
You have to get a bootleg iPlayer to
we should organize something.
Yeah.
But that kind of hindered me to an extent. But what it did allow is for people to have their eyes on me. So now people are watching. Everybody knows who Jay Lucia is, which is a good thing.
Right.
Which means that when I drop these unreleased songs I have, it'll cause problems in the scene over there and down here as well.
Right.
In terms of labels and stuff, there's always been interest. Like even before the show, like my plan was always to just get my songs ready and take them to a few labels anyway. I wouldn't mention any of them.
Of course.
But at the same time, it's difficult. Like there's so many people signing deals and then that's their career finished. But at the same time, if you get the right deal, like I remember speaking to Steph London asking her, like, because I would like to have the same setup as her. She has her own kind of label. She has her own team.
Right.
Her own people around. And then the label would sign her label so that she gets 100% of what.
Right.
And a lot of artists don't realize that you can do that.
You get excited. Hey, look, here's an advance, £2 million pounds. And you're like, ooh, I press for life, boy.
Yeah, but it's not so because that money is not yours. Jagged, that is their money that they're lending you and you have to pay them back.
Right.
So that's the problem. And what a lot of artists will do is they'll take that money and then they will hire other people. Now, I prefer to have people around me that I know. So, if, for example, my band, I already have a few of my band members in mind who reside in St. Lucia that will fly up.
Oh, nice.
Now, the thing is, the labels will always pay. It's not me that paying you. So if I hire a whole team, manager, stylist, dancers, drummers, pianists, the money not coming out of my pocket.
It's coming out of labels.
So all of us can eat together. Now, when you'll come back home and you'll do your quick conversion.
3.something.
You'll get your 3.5 and you'll
3.5 whatever. Oh, your body press.
And now then we have an avenue every year. What we can just become and have a festival home and get everybody from around the world to come to St. Lucia. Hotels have to build too.
True. I so, like the way you're thinking.
That is the plan.
It's pretty amazing that no matter what the amount of exposure that you're getting overseas, your focus has been always
St. Lucia.
St. Lucia. 100%. Is it because of that last name? I mean, being Compton? From the lineage of the father of the nation, is it that's probably just instilled in your blood? Just always about
100%.
St. Lucia.
100%. I mean, for example, Sir John wasn't even born here.
Yeah, imagine that.
But his blood is St. Lucia. His heart beat for St. Lucia. And similar to me, I mean, no matter what happens, I could get hate from St. Lucians. No matter what happens, I will always love St. Lucia.
True.
But I always want to put St. Lucia above myself. Because at the end of the day, I mean, our anthem says it all. Sons and daughters of St. Lucia, love the land that gave us birth. Mm-hmm. Wheresoever we may roam, love all of our island home.
True.
I pledge allegiance to my country, St. Lucia. I proclaim that I will serve my country with pride and dignity.
I don't know the pledge.
Boy, sir.
I need to remember that.
It's things like that. I mean, when I was younger and the anthem came on, I stand at attention first, bro. Like, time for the pledge. I know the pledge. I'm ready for that. And I mean every word I say. So that's why changing my name to J. Lucia, like, meant a lot to me. But also, it's like, it signifies me, like, I might not represent St. Lucia in the best way every single time,
right?
But I put St. Lucia above myself, and I hope to do a lot for this country.
Now, you've been back for a little bit, I guess, on a little break.
It wasn't a break. I work in every day.
I can imagine. what do you think about the music industry in St. Lucia?
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. I think St. Lucia is the best artist I think I've ever heard. I think in every genre I've heard the artist down here. Even, I mean, I've had, like, so many young artists from St. Lucia. Like, I'm talking, like, 16, 17-year-olds, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. like, messaging me saying I'm a very big inspiration to them. And,
nice.
And they make music, and I'm a role model to them. And nice. They ask me if they can send me their music. And I say, well, okay, like, I mean, I will happily listen to it because I have that St. Lucian bias.
Right, of course.
But they're bad. They're sick. Dog, them 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds in St. Lucia, they bad.
Let me tell you, they really problems. They really are.
They're learning fast. They can engineer. They can produce. They can manipulate their voice to make it sound like they're not even from St. Lucia.
Boy, let me tell you.
But keep it authentic.
Let me tell you, it is real.
Yeah, I've been working with a few artists from back home since I've been down. And it's honestly
anything
been
that you
a
could
joy.
Talk about? Anything?
I'm talking about all of them. If you don't have problems with me, you'll go tell me that. That's publicity for all of us. For all of us. I made a song with, so far, I've made songs with K.O.
Oh, nice. Of course, K.O. is doing his thing over in K.O.
K.O. is amazing. Who else? Toriel.
Ah, big up Tori. Tori Boom Boom. Big up yourself.
Big up Rashad, too. Because Rashad,
yeah,
boy,
Big up yourself, Rashad.
You know what? Audio Lab.
Yes.
Down in the south.
Audio Lab Productions.
Mid-bad. I walk in mid-studio. I tell them, as I move into St. Lucia, I might have to move to the south. Because, boy, studio set up the bad.
The energy down in the south is totally different.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Let me tell you, anytime you are stressed, when you fly, come off a Virgin or BA, just chill in the south for about 2 to 3 hours before coming up.
Yeah.
Because
my
the energy is totally different down there. And I got to pick up another artist from the South, Sherwin Bryce. That's Dupes doing his thing. He's up in the... I think he's in the tri-state area, wherever he's doing his thing. So big up Dupes, representing St. Lucia, of course, overseas. What's next for you? If this poetry thing doesn't work out, if this music thing, the business of music doesn't work out, what would you do?
Boy, I always used to say, if I didn't do music, I'd probably just prefer to die. I'm not going to lie, because I love music so much, bro.
That is
like,
so
bro, there's never been a backup for me. Ever, 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 ever. I remember in 2017, I told my parents that I was going to drop out of university and take music 100% serious. Like, I said to them, for the next 5 years, I'm just going to take music 100% serious. Give it my everything. So not working, not sleeping on people's couches if I have to. Making a way, finding a way. And so far, it's been okay. I mean, it's stressful and stuff.
I can imagine.
But I always said as well, like, if music, let's say, for example, music doesn't, I mean, I can't be an artist forever.
Yeah.
I don't see anybody in their 50s, 60s still making chart music. Urban.
Okay. Urban level.
So, what I would do is, in the exact same way I was saying about Steph London's team, like, the way I would have my team is that, at a certain point, I will stop making music, write poetry only. I can still perform poetry no matter what.
Yeah.
Because my spoken
there's always
pieces,
a market for that.
They're lifeless pieces, like not lifeless, sorry. They're timeless pieces.
Timeless, right.
That can go on to eternity if needs be. But what I'll do is I'll probably try and manage artists, set up a label myself, and just have a few artists on my roster that I can just help to grow, use the experience and the links that I have to turn them into legends in themselves. So that'll be my goal.
True, that is
apart
pretty
from music.
That's pretty amazing, and let me tell you, you might be opening a lot of doors for a lot of the unexposed talent based in St. Lucia.
Mm-hmm,
100%. So kudos to you, and of course your music is synonymous for infusing a lot of the St. Lucian culture.
Mm.
When you put your patois in it, what is the feedback you get from the international market?
They like it. What I try to do, so you will hear in a lot of my unreleased music, I will have a lot of Creole words.
Right.
All my unreleased music, I try to put at least one or two main words as the theme.
Right.
Easy stuff.
The basic, the sakafet.
Even if it's just one word.
Right.
I wouldn't use sakafet because, not to disrespect anybody, but Lucy T made a song called sakafet,
yeah.
And the song Knocking Hard. It bad. I want to hear it over and over again.
Yeah,
I could go and make a song called sakafet because all how I go just remember this.
Right.
But that's fine because the language is a very vast language.
Right,
I might use it in a way, but like things like Mwedi, that's easy for an English person to say.
Mwedi,
it's easy. Or Bazodi,
easy for anybody
to say.
Yeah.
Or Tutbagai, easy for anybody to say. So things like that can give people an insight into the culture, but also introduce it because in Africa they make music all the time and say things you'll never understand.
Yeah,
but it sounds sick.
But it just sounds cool.
You check it? So if I can do that in my music, but do it in a way where they can sing along, word for word, and I can translate that in interviews over there, then it'll start, slowly but surely, it'll sow a seed and then it'll grow. So that's what I'm trying to do right now.
It's pretty amazing because I find that that's something similar to what Tennyson John did with his music, and it opened up the gap. Everybody's I see people, especially people, because I have a lot of people based in foreign who are big on the soca scene, and they would listen to them sing Ali Ali, and sometimes he's like,
they sing along.
And I mean, look at Gangnam Style. One of the biggest songs back in whenever. Who knows what the hell Gangnam... but everybody's singing Wapa Gangnam Style.
Even the dancer now today. That could have been an evil chanted in there. Boy, he's like, hey, I'm that.
You go in and sleep and you see how much Gangnam is in there. But you understand, why is that? But it's because of the Wapa Gangnam Style. Any big artist that you would love to work with? I'm talking about international artists. And you know that I believe something with Steph London will happen soon. I don't know why I say that.
I wouldn't even say Steph London, actually. Reason being is because I love Steph London, don't get me wrong. But and I think she's doing amazing.
She's pretty decent.
But I feel like my sound will work better with Alakai Harley.
Ah,
you know who Alakai Harley is?
Yes.
Alakai Harley is one of the best female artists in the UK upcoming at the moment. People like Mira May. I can put you along to so many legends upcoming. These people are going to be so great. And then at the same time, there's people like Shaka. In England, I don't know if you know Shaka.
No,
he's Dominican. He bad. Bad, bad, bad. Based in England. Big. And then Burna Boy.
Ah, yeah.
Burna Boy and Popcorn. If I could do a song with both of them.
Oh, you've heard their new track. They've got a new track together, Burna Boy and Popcorn.
You mean David? I know David and Popcorn have one. I didn't know about...
David. Yeah.
I'm talking about... Okay.
Yeah, let's mix them up because they sound alike.
I was about to leave to go and check it out.
Yeah, let me tell you, those are good artists to do stuff with. I hope that these things come true for you.
100%.
Now you're a spoken word. Poetry,
boy.
I don't know.
Anyway,
you know you can't come to the studio and not perform.
So you want some spoken word?
Give us a little spoken word. Give us something.
Let me put my phone up there. Make
sure you're good. You balance. All right, cool.
So you want some spoken word? Okay.
Yes.
So how are we going to introduce that one? So the best way I can introduce that, and I'm going to perform in a British accent.
Of course,
because
you have to provide.
That's how I perform. I do perform in a St. Lucian accent. So I'm pretty sure all of my Lucians can associate themselves with the term GP. That's the abbreviation we're going for, but the real term is Gopwell.
For real Gopwell.
I'm not going to explain the literal aspect of it to my UK fans, but I will just explain it to you all slightly. Heartbreak. I got engaged when I was 19.
Mm-hmm.
I took my girlfriend up by the moon. You know by Kazaba?
No, I don't know these
You
places.
Never go there?
Shh.
Oh, jeez. Well, guys, I promise. Well, I went there. And it didn't work out. And I wrote a piece called Surface Cleaner. So wow. I'll perform that for you. I feel a heat worse than a fever. Surface cleaner to wipe out the mixed hate, misplaced keepsakes. See, I'm living on a prayer, and in this case, I'm a born sinner still sinning. But are they still mistakes? Nah, I'm not mixed race, I'm just light skin. Not half caste, but not that holy either. Clearing up my faults like chat history gone, it's some sort of surface cleaner. And I'm eager to better myself. Never have I ever been so desperate to better my health. And having said this, I'm in need of some desperate help to fight. Countless days where I can't even sleep at night. Zoots and apple juice, and maybe I might grab a bite. One meal a day, I had to sacrifice. See, I gave you my everything, and I even wrote some songs for you, and you fill me with adrenaline. This is one of them, or one of the many at least. Maybe I was the beauty and you were the beast. Word to a feminist like you were. And although I want a better woman, I don't believe in feminism, just better living. And and yeah, Black Lives Matter, right? But what happened to melanin? See, you were black like me and we couldn't work. When all I did was put you first. So maybe this explains your serious case of stubbornness. And I really pity this. See, your sister wasn't verbally potty trained. She's full of bitterness, calling me all sorts of names, bare wickedness. But this is a letter in order to better my soul. I mean, which 19-year-old would get someone need to propose? To hear her family ringing the phone saying, little sis, I make this loud and clear. See, surface cleaner to a girl might mean makeup, but in this case I'm male, so I guess not. And who's gonna be there for me? Just God. See, I bet you told everyone the bad I'd done. How beautiful. And I bet you never told them that you ruined my cousin's funeral. See, I lost my temper and I had to cry. Or when your sister told me to go fall into a hole and die. So please tell me what I did to deserve this. Countless days of feeling worthless and I still got mad love for you. Some circumstances weren't great. And maybe this couldn't work out because of our age. And if love is really love, and if your love is really love, and I guess it ain't, maybe you can put your pride aside and forgive me for a change. Surface cleaner. Jay Lucia.
Get me.
Y'all still talk?
You know, I just had to ask that now. Jay Lucia, give everybody your contact number, your
my number, because the girls will go wild.
Yeah, I can imagine. So let them know how they can get in touch with you in terms of your social platforms, all like your handles, blah, blah, blah.
Everything is the same. It's I am JLUCIA. So that's I am Jay Lucia on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I use Instagram mainly.
Okay.
But I'm also on the other social media platforms, so you can find me there. I am Jay Lucia. And yeah, man.
Jay Lucia, big up yourself. Thank you so much for stopping by. Let's go.
Baby, got me love and I'll miss ya. Don't know, girl, I really wanna kiss ya. I can't lie, baby, me will never diss ya. Don't know, say I'm in love with you. Baby, girl, I'm in love. Don't know, say I'm in love. Ooh, baby, girl, I'm in love. Don't know, say I'm in love with you. Look, I already got the Helen of the West. And now I think I found me the Helen of my heart. Days grew colder, seasons really changed, but no matter what we went through, the two of us couldn't depart. And I ain't saying that she's perfect, she's got flaws and that, but everything about her's worth more than that. So kept her close to my chest and she did too. And if you know her now, bro, it ain't cause of her big boobs. I'm telling you, I ain't never felt right like this, and I ain't never spent nights like this. Look, I ain't never had to fight like this. Can't spend a day without her, and yeah, I miss everything about her voice and those juicy lips. It's a madness. How could you be so good to me, baby? Are you an actress? We cuddle on a mattress and I stare into your eyes, imagining what it would be like for the rest of our life.
Baby, got me love and I'll miss ya. Don't know, girl, I really wanna kiss ya. I can't lie, baby, me will never diss ya. Don't know, say I'm in love with you. Baby, girl, I'm in love. Don't know, say I'm in love. Ooh, baby, girl, I'm in love. Don't know, say I'm in love with you.
Yeah. Here's some girl.